Okay. So this Shabbos, of course, is the Parsha Devarim, Shabbos Chazon. And so Shabbos Devarim is always, the Parsha Devarim is always the Shabbos immediately prior to Tisha B'Av. This year it's not prior to Tisha B'Av. Actually, it is Tisha B'Av. Shabbos is Tisha B'Av. It's the Shabbos prior to the observance of Tisha B'Av, which is Tisha B'Av for Sunday. And our meaning, as I said, is always to read the Parsha Devarim on Shabbos, we call Shabbos Chazon. And there doesn't seem to be officially, at least initially, any connection between the Parsha Shavuot. You can always find connections, but one of the connections they point to is based on a pasuk which I have in the first surah, Zohar, Perek Aleph, pasuk Yud Beis, says, Eicha esol avadi tochachel masachem v'yuchem. Moshe Rabbeinu, in effect, complains that I can't, or announces that I can't take, or I can't service all the Jewish people with all their complaints and all the issues. They need assistance, and then the Torah goes on to describe something which was described in detail much earlier, that a different system was set up with different courts and so on, lower courts, higher courts, and so on. But the word here, the striking word, of course, is Eicha, and I think that's the first time the word Eicha appears. It doesn't mean anything bad offhand. It just means Eicha, how? Eicha, just an exclamation. But, of course, we have it not only in Parshas Devarim, we also have it in Haftarah. In Haftarah, Shabbos Chazon, that's the second source, Yeshaya, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. It says again, and here it's also an exclamation, it says, Eicha, Hoysa, Luzona, Kirya, Ne'amonah, Navi is stunned. How could it be that the once thriving, sort of the once faithful and loyal city has become exposed like a prostitute? It used to be filled with justice, righteousness, and now it's full of murderers and so on. As part of the terrible description Yishai gives in Haftarah. And of course, the more famous, most famous word Eicha is the beginning of Megillas Eicha. Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Eicha Yashua Vador, Yir Aleph, Yim Haisa Kamon, or Abbas Yir Aleph, so Yir Aleph, so Yir Aleph, so Yir Aleph. How could it be that this great city, this once the beautiful, populous, thriving, vibrant city, has now become like a widow, etc.? So these are not the only places. The word Eicha appears elsewhere in the Torah too, and elsewhere it's not the only place. But these three are linked. Because it's Tisha B'Av, because the Parsha Devarim, as I said, is always read on the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, so we read that phrase, Eicha Esol Avadi, and the Haftarah has the word Eicha, of course, Megillah Eicha, which characterizes Tisha B'Av, has it as well. The Medrash actually draws a link. The Medrash actually links these three Eichas. Again, there are other places where it says Eicha as well. But the Medrash draws the link in Eicha Rabba Parsha Aleph Siman Aleph Eicha Yashua Shloshon Nisnabu Beloshon Eicha. Three of our great Nevi'im prophesied using the word Eicha. Moshe, Yeshaya, the Yirmi. Moshe Omar has in our Parsha Eicha Sol Avadi, etc. Yeshaya in the Haftarah Eicha Yisrael Zona and Yirmiyo in Megillas Eicha Eicha Yashua Vodot. And the Levi gives a famous Moshe and he says each of these three great Nevi'im saw Klal Yisrael in different stages. And exclaimed, Eicha Moshe, saw them, in effect, in a good time, is complaining that there were too many issues that people had, but that was a good thing. People asked childless, had issues, and so on. So, they're complaining, but still, he saw them in the language of the Medrash, the Shalvosa, right? The Shalvosa, he saw them in a relative good spirit. And Yeshaya, the second one, Yeshaya saw them in a state of sort of confusion and bad things brewing, and of course Yirmiyahu saw them in Nigula. They, you know, haven't been destroyed. They all use the word Eicha. Okay, now, as you know, Eicha has a special trump, a special tune. It's a mournful type, a dirgeful type of tune that we use for the trump of Eicha. It's similar to Megillah Esther, except that it's in a minor key as opposed to a major key. And Eicha has this sort of very sad tone to it. Our minig as well is to read the Haftarah to the tune of Eicha as well on Shabbos Chazon. We don't read the regular Haftarah trump, we read the special Eicha trump. And we find the following about this pasuk, even in the Parsha Zerubun. The Leket Yosher in source number 5, the Chelek Aleph, page 109, in the Leket Yosher collection of Minhagim from the Truas Hadesh and others, it says, L'parasha Eis Eilad Dvarim, Rotzah Kor L'Aniach, Parsha Rishon Kechoch V'Yashamayim L'Rov. They didn't want to start the new Ali. If you look in the Chumash, this pasuk that I printed above, Perek Aleph Pasuk Gidbeis, is the first pasuk of Sheni. In other words, the Kohen Aliyah ends, and you call up the lady, or it's getting Sheni, and you start with that pasuk. But they didn't want to start with that pasuk, because it has this Eicha connotation, especially right before Tisha B'Av, and so on. So they wanted to figure out how we can avoid doing that. So the truth of the matter is they figured out we can Messiah We show them a little bit differently. So Omar Hamisaim Kashadibalachem, okay? How could Eich Shaykh Lahasku Puranus go Eicha? How can we use a word that's associated with Puranus like the word Eicha? So he says, we heard, Kadelahakim Meicha Shalosh, Kadelah Meicha Shalom. No, no, there's a positive value, the Eicha Moshe, before you mail, whatever, linking up that matter. But in any event, there is some of this hesitation to begin with Puranos. Some people did it anyway, but some people sort of wanted to avoid it. A little bit later, like at Joshua's earlier in the period of Rishonim, a little bit later in that, compared to the Achronim, we have the writings of the Eshel Avram, which is printed in the back of the regular Shulchan Aruch. And not the Eshel Avram from the Tzidah Gadam, Kamek and Amagan Avram, but a different Eshel Avram from Buchach, source 6, Arachayim, Simon Kuf Lamed Ches, by Kriyat HaPar, where he discusses the issue of not stopping an Aliyah, not ending an Aliyah, and not starting a new Aliyah with something negative. So they had an idea to end the Aliyah at Shani, and then when they call up the new, you know, the new Aliyah, to repeat the previous part, to repeat the last pasuk. No, just repeat it like we do in Rosh Chodesh. Sort of we do like in Rosh Chodesh, right? We repeat the pasuk from the previous Aliyah. There we do it for a different reason. We need the number of psukim. But the same idea, that's what it talks about. Hakori kefal apostles, lint they pasuk echa to ladi, shesiyam lakoin, some of the pasuk echa. And then but then at the end he writes, apostles echa, a different solution. You don't have to repeat anything. Just stop the previous Aliyah pasuk early. And that's what we do. But okay, that's our meaning. It's obvious because that's what we do. And I didn't find any earlier than this Eshel Avraham. I'm not saying it, but that's the earlier source I found that actually mentioned. You stop the pasuk early. So you'll notice when you lay in this Shabbos, the first Aliyah doesn't end where it says Sheni in the Chumash. Okay, it ends the pasuk earlier. Okay? Kechocho Eshelam Lerov, I think that would end. And you start the next pasuk. Then you go on Teicha. That's what we do. Stop the pasuk earlier. Stop after the pasuk. Good. Instead of it, the pasuk you know, in the first parak of Dvarim. So that's the mini that as I said that we have in most places. So it also Eisharam also mentions sheminag min eicha keicha de megillah. The meaning is to read that pasuk in the eicha shlup as well. So we actually have that now all three times that we read these three eichas that are linked by the medrash in parshat Dvarim, in haftarah Shabbos Chazon, and the megillah eicha. We always read it to the tune of eicha. The whole haftarah is read to the tune of eicha. We don't read the whole medrash. But Mela, this pasuk will be Teicha. So, what this establishes is, of course, putting it in a sad tone, it's a mournful type of the trump. So, this sort of highlights the sadness of the day of Tisha B'Av and opens the door for us to discuss a little bit about what the themes exactly of Tisha B'Av is supposed to be. I entitled this year, Avelus and Shuva, themes of Tisha B'Av as reflected in its restrictions. We know that Tisha B'Av has certain restrictions above and beyond the other Taniyos that we observe during the course of the year. And specifically, we have, you're not allowed to, in addition to not eating drink, also we avoid the sicha, which is anointing your body with oils, lotions, creams, that kind of thing, and rechitza, bathing, and washing, and tasha shamita, marital relations are prohibited, and the milas asandal, wearing leather footwear. Okay, those are all restricted on Tisha B'Av, eliminated on Tisha B'Av as well. That emerges, actually, as we're going to see, from two very different sources in the Gemara. Look in source number 7, the Megillah, Mugnor, and Masechet Tainus. The Gemara says, Tanarabonim, call mitzvahs on Hagas, but Abba Mahagas to Tisha B'Av. Where do these extra restrictions come into Tisha B'Av? From what address, so to speak, from the laws of an Abba? Rachon Otsan, somebody sitting Shiva, God forbid, also does not do Sikha, does not anoint his body with creams and oils, and does not wash and bathe, and does not engage in marital relations, and does not wear leather footwear. So there's a certain parallel between the behavior of an Abba during Shiva and Tisha B'Av, and that's exactly the parallel Gemara draws. Tanar Bana, Kol Mitzvah Nar Zavon Office of Tisha B'Av. It starts by saying Asa Bachilu Rishdiya. That's not a parallel, although it's not restricted from eating and drinking. Well, she points it out, so I say Asa Bachilu Rishdiya. Hani Ein Ogin Bava. Obviously, that doesn't apply to Bava, but it just mentions. Then it goes on to say the other ones that it mentions Asa Bachilu Rishdiya, Sichan Asasado Tashrimita, and there are other things too. Also Likros Batar Benim Ksuvim. You can't learn on Tisha B'Av other than certain things. Lishnas the Mishnah, the Talmud, the Medrash, the Halachos. I got those right to a point, learning other things, certain things you are allowed to learn, Karu B'Kinnis, B'Eos, you know, Dvarim HaRoyim, things that relate to Yirmiyahu. So that's a further discussion now for right now. Can I learn those things also? But things which relate to Tisha B'Av and the Tinek Lishav Yisrabim, the Talmud. Why? Because it says, Shenemar Pikudei Hashem Sharim Nisam Chelev. The laws of Hashem, the Torah is cheerful. So, that's a further issue. Further issue. When you close the yeshiva, right? Close the schools. So kids are happy when school closed, right? And the Aruch HaShulchan, I think, writes some place, and the teachers are even happier. It says like that, but I got a different discussion. Anyway, but this is the sugya in Masechet Maimon. The parallel is clear. I printed in source number 9, the Gemara in Masechet Moed Katan, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, the third, many of the Lord's Ravelos are found in the third parak of Masechet Moed Katan, the parak of Eilu Megalchon. So it says over there, Tanar Abonim, the Eilu Dorm, Sha'avel Asurahad. You'll see the parallel right away. Asur B'Malacha, okay, Tisha B'Av, it's not Asur B'Malacha, although we try not to do work on Tisha B'Av, the person shouldn't go to work if he can avoid it and so on. You see, these are many people to Sunday. But then it goes on, it says, Rechitza, Vesicha, Vetash, Vesicha, Vesasando, Vasa, Likos, Patar, Vesuvim, Vesnos, Vemishra, Medishalach, Vesambul. The Gemara is almost the same, right? The Gemara is cut and talk one another, and the Gemara in Tainus, Tol, and Tishra, the same thing. Okay, and it's the same idea. There in the Rashi, yes, but the difference between another and what he can learn over there is so Rashi, and what Kotan Chafal, and Alvin, source 10, also Likos, he calls a different Pasuk. It's not the Kudai Hashem, the Samchel, he calls the Pasuk Cheska, Hanik, don't. Okay, so I don't want to go to that particular issue right now. If you look into source 11, the Rambam, the Hilchos Avil, talking about Rachman Tan, somebody doing Shiva, Parakei, Alach, Aleph, Eilu Dvarim Shavil, also Bahem, Bayam Rishon, and I probably show you on the Divayan, it's a further discussion. The Rambam holds that the restrictions of Avelus are applicable on the first day, in the right, so the Rambam is Rabbana, okay, different Machlokas, also Lathapri, you can't cut your hair, Lachabes, or wash clothing, Lichot, Losuch, Shavitas, etc., etc., the Rambam passing. Like everything, it says at the end, Makola Charis, there were 11 things that Rav can't do. We find the same thing in the Shulchan Aruch, Yeridayas, and in Shin Pei, Sif Aleph, Eilu Dvarim, Shabbat, also in Malacha, Bechiz, and Sif, etc., etc. Okay. It also made so it's on the first day, you know, press clothing, all these different things. Good. So we see what emerges from this Gemara in Masechet Tainis is whatever an Amo is not allowed to do, that's what he's not allowed to do on Tisha B'Av. And that the restrictions that apply in Tisha B'Av above and beyond the other fast days are rooted in Avelus. That's what emerges from that Gemara. As a side point, I printed the Rush there in Tainus on that Sugim Parag Dalatim and Lamed Zion. The Rush points out that when the Gemara said everything that an Avel does is what you're not allowed to do, or an Avel can't do, what you're not allowed to do, it doesn't mean everything. Right? It doesn't mean everything. For example, the Rush talks about something called Kriyas Hamita. Okay, Kriyas Hamita. We don't exactly have a Kriyas Hamita. In those days, it would, the Avel, during the week of Shiva, would turn his bed upside down and sleep. Now, we don't have those kinds of beds. You can't sleep with your bed turned upside down. Their beds were more like hammocks, you know, that they can turn around. That was a strong idea. It had to do with the body, you know, being in that position, the whole body, whatever. It's called Fias Hamita. Some point out that our contemporary practice of covering the mirrors in the base level is rooted in Fias Hamita, looking at the body and so on and so forth. But Lemaisa, we don't cover the mirrors on Tisha B'Av. You don't have to cover the mirrors in the house on Tisha B'Av, right? So the Gemara says there that the Rosh Hashanah, that a Yehuda wanted to have Tisha B'Av, also to see a Samita. We don't. Some people are meaning to sleep with not with a pillow or sleep with one less pillow than usual. Okay. But we don't require that. Same thing was on the call about Tifas HaRosh. An Avol used to wrap his face in a certain way. You know, Hashulchan mentions that an Avol should wear a hat during the week of Shiva. There are different customs, but again, we don't require that on Tisha B'Av. There's no Tifas HaRosh on Tisha B'Av. So the Rosh writes, the Alpha appreciates Mitzvah HaRosh B'Av. The Tanya called Mitzvah Nogos Ba'avel. Nogos Tishbab, it's not everything. A ruling in Mitzvah Lo Saseh. That require refers to restrictions, not the things you do do. Now, Tzkriyas Hamita is something you do. Covering mirrors, let's say, would be something you do. Tzkriyas Hamita is something you do, not things you don't do. That's what the Rosh says. Well, Mitzvah Tasei, Shabba'avel called Tzkriyas Hamita, Tzkriyas Rosh, Lo Kama. Okay? They said, of course, Kriya, you don't care your garments on Tishbab, even though that's not really, because not really Dinah Avelos, it's a separate din. But in any event, that's what the Rush points out, and the rest of the parallels, so on. And there, he talks a little about malacha. At Tisha B'Av, it's only makom shenagu. It's a customary not to do malacha. It's not the same thing. And the question of shilas shalom that we don't do on Tisha B'Av. We don't greet each other on Tisha B'Av. So those are the parallels. Doesn't mean that everything is parallel. Similarly, the ritva, source 14, tainus daf lamed of an aleph. That ritva coming out Gemara also says lav kola mamishu. This is not an encompassing or exhaustive parallel. It doesn't mean that everything that an Avo can't do in Shiva, you can't do it. It doesn't mean everything. There are some things he mentions. Kriyas Hamita, Tifas HaRosh, same idea. Okay, this means the Losa says, and fine. So, So that's how all the Rishonim learned. Lemaisa, if you look in source 15, the Shulchan Aruch says, Simen Tafkuf Nun Dalet, that's Hilchot Tishvav, Tafkuf Dalet, Sif Halet, Tishvav, Asa Berchit, Tishvav, 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 everything we said before, that's a din on Tisha B'Av. So what we have so far, and what would appear to be clearly the case so far, is that if you ask somebody, what is it that they have on Tisha B'Av so to speak, that you don't have on the other taniyot. Where'd that come from? It comes as a manifestation of Avelus. All these restrictions of, we'll call it the extra four inuyim, besides eating and drinking, are manifestations of Avelus. It's parallel to an oven. Okay, you turn to source 16, Gemara Pesachim daf nun dal on the page, a very different picture emerges. There, the Gemara says, 16, name of Pesachim nun dal on the page, name of the Tayalei, Ein bei Tisha B'Av liyom ha-kippurim, el ha-shazeh seko asa v'zeh seko mukhe. The Tisha B'Av is parallel to Yom Kippur, except with regards to a suffix. The Gemara asks, what does it mean? My seko mukhe, what does that mean? Lav ben ha-shmashos, it's talking about ben ha-shmashos. For example, ben ha-shmashos, it means twilight, right? The time from sunset, well, the time right now is the time from sunset until it gets dark out, right? So the stars are out. However long that is. So is that part of day or part of night? That's a big discussion, relevant to many, many demons. So the question on Yom Kippur, let's say, on Shabbos, we are machmir on both ends, right? We start Shabbos when the sun sets. We don't end Shabbos when the sun sets. We don't end until it gets dark. Right? Shabbos is dealing with the righteous. So the same thing Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, well, maybe Tisha B'Av can be made Kulben HaShmoshes, only the Rabbanon or whatever else. But then the Gemara says, no, it's not true. It means something else. L'kviyah the Yarchav. What does that mean? So let's look at Rashi. Okay. First of all, Rashi points out that those are the only difference in Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. So again, Rashi says, the Ava too many, because that car is the Ava. We can't tell the only difference in Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur is whatever this topic is about. Tisha B'Av, you're Chiyuv Kari. There's no Chiyuv Kari about Tisha B'Av. So Rashi doesn't mean, it means what he's supposed to do. But okay, correct. But what is Kriya the Yarchav? Rashi says, Lasso Shnei Yomim, Kimisapchon Avu Ibu based in Chodesh Avar Ilo. If we know that in Chutz Laaretz, you always had an extra day if there was a suffix, we still observe it. Actually, at Pesach, actually, at Shulah, so Yom Kippur. Actually, so Yom Kippur. Well, if they were unclear, would you keep 2 days of Yom Kippur? Well, if you're really specific about it, the answer would be yes. You have to keep 2 days of Yom Kippur. Okay? But that's the difference. Tisha B'Av not. Now, that's that. It's Sveiko also. That's what it means. Kriya the Yarchav. If there's a suffix when they were when they were Mekadosh Chodesh of Av, they made Tatamos the extra days, so then they would not have to do 2 days of Tisha B'Av, but they would have to do 2 days of Kippur. Tosus points out also, there in Pesachim Nun Dal Amei, Ein Bein Tisha B'Av Yom Kippurim, Hadalo Chashim V'Locha, Shem Mutta B'Tisha B'Av, V'Mokham Shenogu, Nira Lari, Mishul Nisei Pamas, he says that why didn't I mention Malacha, right? That's another distinction. But a lot of, on Tisha B'Av, there's always some Malacha, is this one? They don't want to mention it, you know, again, it wasn't talking about that. Or, for example, to the Elo, we have in Yom Kippur, and Tisha B'Av, they also point out the other distinctions. They're only talking about Issa B'Hetter. And Malacha is only, you know, mentioned because, you know, Malacha, Minag is to not do Malacha. That's Malacha, yeah. Anyway, the next toast is Dumas Alav. How can you have a Havamina that on Yom Kippur, yeah, of course Yom Kippur, twilight, Ben HaShemosh is awesome. Yom Kippur, you have to start even before twilight. That's supposed to start with Yom Kippur. Right? So, okay, that's the toast. So there. L'kriya the Yarchi has a little bit of a difference. Ein L'farsh Kom Ben Bovah Shein Yodah Mosar Pachon Ben Yisrael. He disagrees a little bit with Rashi. Okay? But okay, I don't really want to go into all this now. He has, how he defines Tosefta, he defines a little bit differently. In any event, what emerges from this sugya for our purposes tonight, what is the where do the extra restrictions in Yom Kippur come from? In Yom Kippur. They're parallel, not they come from Yom Kippur, they're parallel to Yom Kippur. In other words, the Gemara in Tainus drew the equation with regard to the extra restriction of Tisha B'Av between the observance of Tisha B'Av and the observance of Avil during Shiva. The Gemara in Pesachim equates it in a certain sense to Yom Kippur. Right? So if you look at the Rambam Hilchos Taneios Parakei Halacha Zayin, Source 19, the Rambam writes, Tisha B'Av Leilo Kiyomu L'chol Dover. That's, by the way, another difference. The other fast days start in the morning. Tisha B'Av is Leilo Kiyomu. The night is like the day. It's required. Bein Ochanu Mod Yom. You can only eat all till day. We mean Hashmosu Shalom Osu Kiyom HaKippurim. The Rambam makes the price. It's Kiyom HaKippurim, just like Yom Kippur. And that's in Halacha Zayin of Parakei of Hilchos Taneios. The Rambam also mentions the parallel of Yom Kippur. And Halacha Yud, Ubros Umeinikos Misanas Umashunus Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av, even a pregnant woman, a nursing woman, that's not for what this year is a Nivchet, a certain cool, but ostensibly a pregnant woman, a nursing woman has to fast, the whole fast on Tisha B'Av. The Asur Burachitza, Bein Mechamben, and Sonin, you're not allowed to wash on Tisha B'Av, whether hot water, cold water, doesn't matter. Afilo Hoshi, that's for my mind, even to stick your hand in the water. The Asur Besicha Shalpainos, Kippurim. Kiyom HaKippurim. Again, the Rambam throws in Kiyom HaKippurim. Then he mentions about Malacha. But you notice again, the Rambam, based on the Gemara Pesachim, is indicating, seemingly, that these restrictions have their root or have their parallel in Yom Kippur. And the same thing in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Aruch Chaim, in the Tuf Nun Gimel Sif Beis, Tisha B'Av Leilo Kiyom L'Chol Domer, so it's 20, Ve'ein Ochel L'Yom, Uvein Hashmosha Shalo Asa Kiyom HaKippurim. Again, this parallel to Yom Kippur. Okay? Then he talks about what happened, you take his shoes off before Baruch Hu, after Baruch Hu Shabbos. Okay. I stuck that in because it's relevant to this year, right? And you can wash and do everything until Ben Hashmoshos, but on a weekday, that's on a weekday, but on Shabbos, the minhag is not taking shoes off the last of Baruch Hu. Okay, even though it's already, you might have to stop eating. This year's key is at 7:56, so after this week. So you have to finish your Suda by 7:56. You don't take your shoes off. Right, you don't take, right. So, washing. I think you don't have to do it. Yeah, right.
Let the whole Shabbos
right, right, that's another problem. Okay, anyway, but again, you see the parallel to Yom Kippur, that's in the base. And of Simon Tavkuf Nun Dalet, Tavkuf Nun Gimel, 21, next Simon Tavkuf Nun Dalet. Again, Ubros Unikas Mishanas Petishabov, Kederach Shemishanas Vashimas Be Yom Kippur. However, the other three says they can be lenient, and so on and so forth. And the Shabur explains, although and Mishavur in Sivkot Gimel, it's a tough Kuf Nun Gimel, says, you know, Ben Hashmasa Shalo Osir, but he says, you know, you don't have to, there's no din of Tosefis. So again, it's another parallel that's not there. He assumes, even though the Rambam one place seems like it is, but we assume there's no Tosefis on Tisha B'Av. Okay. Anyway, that's all. So all of this would seem to teach us that at the root of the restrictions of the extra restrictions of Tisha B'Av is some kind of connection to Yom Kippur. Now, if that's the case, if it's connected to Yom Kippur, then it's not a matter of Avelos. Because Yom Kippur is not a day of Avelos. People make a mistake sometimes. But Yom Kippur is not a day of Simcha. Now, the Gemara does say, if I put it in 23, Tainus Lamanu Beis, Tanya Yidah, Hushonu Galil, Omer, Kol Ocho, Vishosu, Vishishabab, Ki'ilu Ocho, Vishosu, Yom Kippurim. So again, the Gemara itself made the parallel there in Tainus as well. But Yom Kippur, you know, on that same Sugi in Masechet Tainus, the last parak, Yom Kippur is a day of Simcha. In fact, we find the famous Mishnah. The Mishnah starts on Chavav Aleph, but this part is on Chavav Bei, so long Mishnah. Amar B'Shimon Gamliel, Ohayu Yom Tov L'Yisrael K'mchamishasa Ba'avik Yom HaKippurim. Right? There's a great, Yom Kippur is a great day of joy, of Simcha. There's no greater Simcha day than Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. And the Gemara goes on to explain the whole story. The young ladies would go out and borrow clothes and so on. They had a whole, something we wouldn't find too congruous with our observance of Yom Kippur nowadays somehow. Unless he was doing a break, I don't know. I'm sure Tom has a trip. That's some sort of a break, yeah. Okay, no comment. But anyway, my shul, when he finished Mitzvah, I say, 10 minutes, an audible groan. But anyway, maybe you see them. Maybe also, finished 5:00 to 4:00. Well, the Yankees, you know, the Breuers, there's no break. So they time, everything they have time precisely. So, depending on how long Yom Kippur is, this year Yom Kippur is a shorter day because it's later in the calendar year. They say more or less slichus, depending on the break. All right, anyway, so that's but the point is that it's a wonderful day, and the Gemara and the but that again, I'm not going to read all those things. You know about it, and it's a day of great simcha, okay. And at the end, that mission is a reference to Matan Torah, okay, Matan Torah. And Rashi says in source 25, Tanis Chavon is what's Matan Torah Yom Kippur. Shenitnu bo luchos achonos. Yom Kippur is the day that Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai with the second set of luchos. Okay, so Yom Kippur is a festive day. It's a joyous day. The Gemara on Daf Lamed Beis assumes the Dover Pashut. Gemara analyzes the Mishnah. Gemara asks, Yom Kippur, I understand why it's such a great symbol. What happened on the 15th of Av? There's a whole bunch of reasons. It's not our topic. Now, that's, you know, next Friday is a Tu B'Av, right? But next Thursday, a week from tonight. But,
at least one is
the time. Yeah, the reason. Which one's in the short time? I forgot. Right. Anyway, so, but be that as it may, the Gemara says in Laman Reis 26, the Gemara says, Alam Shun Gamliel, Laman Tolu Sok, Mashav Yom Kippurim, Bishon Yom Kippurim, that I have no problem understanding. Mishum Isbeis Slicha Mechila, why are we so happy in Kippur? Because we just got forgiven. Think about it, Kippur is a great, joyous day. Right? You get Slicha Mechila. I mean, you think about it, you come in, and it's like a car wash. You come with all your affairs, and Yom Kippur's over in the hell, and especially the Zimei Shemitus, the red thread turned white, everybody's happy. That's what they say. I think we're looking to the halachas to say that I think he printed it somewhere that the Rav Salvech was always in a very, very good mood on Motzai Tisha B'Av, and he said the family knew that if you wanted to get a favor from the Rav, ask him. Not Matzim Kippur. He was in such a cheerful mood they wanted that you needed a favor from him. He was more inclined to say yes more readily on Motzai Kippur. It's such a good mood. And Kippur is a day of Simcha. That's the bottom line. And why? So the Gemara says, because Yom Shemit, the Bulut Chos Achonos, Moshe came down. That was the final Slichon Mechila from the Ego. And Rashi in 27, Tainus Lamed is important Rashi, Shemit, the Bulut Chos Achonos, spells out the whole calendar. He went up, you know, Shavuos, the sixth of Sivan, they heard, you know, the Anokha Shemot Kecha. 40 days later, with Shavuos of Thomas, he came down. Do the math. It works out. Rashi spells out the whole thing. Came down, saw that they made the Ego smash the Luchos. 18th of Thomas went back up for a second set of 40 days for the purpose of being the Spalel, and so on, and then, you know, it was there for 40 days. The Tefillah, like it says in not in this week's schedule, but in 2 weeks, make of a stop all this, Shema, I blame you over Lila again, you know, another 40 days. That was from Shavuos to Thomas, and they came back at the end of Av, and then the Rosh Chodesh Eli went back up for the third set of 40 days and 40 nights, came down on Yom Kippur, okay, with the final, and with the second Luchos, so it's a great, and that's why Al Ken Nikbut Tzom Kippur Vasar B'Tishrei. Rashi says at the end, that's why Yom Kippur became designated as the day of Kapara, because the original, it was the Yom Kippur, it was the original Yom Kippur. For, that's how Rishonim point out on the Rishonim, I think, could be a Chonim point on the page of Shulchan, what does Kippur mean in the plural? But anyway, but be that as it may, it was a Kapara for the Ego, the first real Kapara, Salachti, Kedrach, and everything else. So that became Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a cheerful day. So if that's the case, so now we have to say, interesting thought. There's a shal about being kiddish. The shal should say yalav yoga and benching. I mean, you know, whatever. It's not for right now. But by the way, some point out that absolutely the chiyuv of simcha. That's why we dress in yontif begadim. And some say to make it stand up further, there's a makor for the kittel that we put on even an extra, a finer garment. But others point out. If you think about it for a second, just off the topic, but since you raised it, the Suda on Masekas and Erev and Kippur. It's not just Tam and meal. We make a Yontif meal, right? We serve the soup and the chicken and the chai. I don't make Kiddush, not Yontif, but we make it a Yontif style meal with the best dishes. We don't do that. This is not okay because the Shabbos, but Erev Tisha B'Av. You eat an Erev Tisha B'Av with a Suda Masekas, right? But even before that, there's no din to have a Suda. You eat the other, you know, you want to eat. And everybody has their own ideas of what's the best food to eat before fast, something. Pasta and pineapples. Everyone's got their own eitzah as to what the best is. And that varies from person to drink a lot. Good. But there's no din to have a suda. An Erev Yom Kippur, why is it? Now, we know there's a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur. Eat all day. To have a wash, you have to have a whole Shabbatic suda. To some point out, because we're celebrating the simcha of the Luchos HaChodesh. You can't celebrate Yom Kippur, because after the meal, the Torah says, oh, I eat. But so you make the simcha right before the last hour, whatever, before you go to shul. And that's why Erev Yom Kippur has a certain, according to me, a certain yontif status to it. Our minute, most Ashkenazim, with the slichas on Erev Yom Kippur, very short, very quick. The shortest slichas of the whole 2-3 weeks. Erev Rosh Hashanah, we have a bomb slichas, right? It's a 2.5 to 2 hours, whatever it is. Okay? But the broyers, they do on Erev Yom Kippur like that also.
Right.
The minigun board, but the most Ashkenaz is not like that. The regular art school, master, very short. Why? And we don't take tachan and Erev and Kippur. There's a stickle yontif aspect. Okay, anyway, so it comes out from all of this then is if you hold that the parallel, so to speak, between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, the parallel is from Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, so it's not necessarily Dinah Velas to say. But, point out, that if Rachman found somebody is sitting Shiva and comes in Yom Kippur breaks Shiva. It cancels Shiva. That's the Mishnah one cut you test them an hour. Mishnah says the machokas, but you know, whether Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, it just interrupts what you resume afterwards. But that again after discussion, I printed the Mishnah. Okay. Shabbos is counts towards the power of the Shiva, but there's no Shiva on Shabbos, but you resume after Shabbos. But the other Yom Tovim break it, and Rabbi Gamliel says, Rabbi Gamliel, all the Rosh Hashanah Kippur Kippur going. Rosh Hashanah Kippur count like the Shalosh Regalim. They break the Shavuot together. There's a difference of opinion with different. Some say Shavuot is different. There's only one day. Again, I don't have time to go into all that now. But the Gemara does say, Amar Katan Chavdan Malal 30, comment on that Mishnah, Amar Shmuel, right? Amar Gil Bar Menashe, Amar Shmuel, Halacha, Gamliel. Halacha follows on Gamliel in that Tisha B'Av, she's on an annual kipper, I like the regal, and that's how he passed me. Look at the Shulchan Aruch, okay? Your day is in the Shin Sadi tested off. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Chashuv can regal with Batel Avelis. So obviously there's no Avelis in Kippur. Even breaks, just like Sukkot and Pesach and Shavuot, it breaks the Avelis. And in Siftes, it says Achas Bifnei Rosh Hashanah. Even if a person fasts only 1 hour before Rosh Hashanah will break the Shiva. That's in Siftes, it's in the Shin Sadi test over there. And Yom Kippur will break the Shoshim. Or in Sivyud, Achas Yom Kippur. So obviously, there's no sadness associated with these extra restrictions in Kippur, because in Kippur is a day of Simcha. So what then is it about? So what I suggest is, and many people, Soloveitchik said this and others say it also, is that these restrictions somehow connect to Tshuva, that they inspire a person to be in a certain frame of mind that inspires you to Tshuva. You know, refraining from certain personal comfort issues on Yom Kippur creates an atmosphere where doing tshuva and connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what's important. Well, if Tisha B'Av relates to Yom Kippur, the way the Gemara Pesachim said, and the way the Rambam and Shulchan all mentioned, so then we have suddenly a surprising secondary, or maybe not even secondary, a second primary theme of Tisha B'Av, namely tshuva. And the truth is, you look in Hilchos Tainis, Perek Hei Alocha, 11:32, the Rambam says, Yesham Yomash, Akol Yisrael Misanem Lohemit Me'atzoros Yerubayim. There are certain days of the year when all Jewish people fast because of certain tragedies that happen. And now look what he writes. Kidei Le'orer Halavavos V'Lifdoach Darkei HaTshuva. What's the purpose of fasting? This could be in Hilchos Tshuva. Is that we fast on the fourth Taniyos in order to awaken our hearts so we should do Tshuva. V'yeh says, Zichron L'Ma'atzeinu Haroim. We should remember all our bad deeds of Ma'aseh Avoseinu and our ancestors did at Shagarim Lahem V'Lon Osan HaTzaros that resulted in these great tragedies that each fast day commemorates. Shebezichron Dvarim Elu Noshiv Lehetiv. If we remember these things, we'll be inspired to do tshuva, to do good things, as it says. We'll do Yisrael Savonu, Savonu Avosim, and so on. Then the Rambam tells you what these days are. So Shlishi B'Tishrei is from Gedalia, third of Tishrei. And then, that was the end of the Jewish sovereignty in Eretz Yisrael. Asar B'Tavis is when they surrounded the walls. And also with Talmud, several things happened. That's an Alach HaBeis. Alach HaGimel, you know, we inside, but you know this. Tishrei B'Av, five different things, all these terrible tragedies. Okay? And then the Rambam says, Alach HaDol, all four of these fast days are mentioned in Navi, in Zechariah Perkes, I printed for you, 33, the Pasuk Perkes. Pasuk Yud Tes in Zechariah Kol Amar Shatzvako Tzom Arvi the Tzom Hachamish the Tzom Hashri the Tzom Hashri the Yel Avei Sihudu Vosfas and Osimcha Lamad and Tovim and Anas Hashem Ahavu. The four fasts I mentioned are called by the month. Tzom Arvi, the fast of the fourth month. Well, Nisan is the first month. Nisan here is even Tavut. Fast of the fourth month, Shavuot with Tavut. Tzom Hachamish is Av, right? The fifth month is Av. Tzom Hashri is the seventh month is Tishrei, third of Tishrei, Tzom Gedalia. And Tzom Hashri, the tenth month is Tevet. So you're all lumped together. But anyway, of course, Tisha B'Av is the worst in terms of what happened. So therefore, if you look back in that Rambam, the Rambam is telling us the whole purpose of fasting is to do tshuva. Well, on Yom Kippur, when you have more than just a thing, so then tshuva becomes a significant theme of Tisha B'Av. So we're entitled to ask or to understand what role actually does this play. You know, what is, if you will, the dominant or the important source for the idea of Tisha B'Av having these extra restrictions. We saw two, I don't want to say conflicting Gemara. We saw two different ideas, right? You saw the Gemara Tainus, which links it to the behavior of Avil Dur Shiva, which Lechora doesn't really offhand have to do with Tshuva per se. It's always appropriate. The Soledic ones developed this thing. There's a part of Tshuva, but I'll be passive. These are all things which, think to focus on sadness and Avelis. That extends to Tisha B'Av. And the other Gemara, the Gemara Pesachim, it's the Yom Kippur connection. Well, in the Perish HaMishnah, in Tainus, Perek Dalav Mishnah Vav, the Rambam writes, U'masha Tatzorch V'das, Shekol mitzvahs and ahogas bavel ahogas to Tisha B'Av. First, the Rambam mentions the avil connection. All the mitzvahs that apply, we already said it doesn't mean all, but the mitzvahs that apply to an avil apply on Tisha B'Av. V'yizbar l'cha hilchus avil mekalman. We'll talk about the laws of avilus elsewhere. V'din taniso k'din tainis tzom kippur. And the fifth thing is like Yom Kippur. So the Rambam here in the Parish of Mishnah actually mentions both of them. Mentions that. So it's interesting, based on this, that the Rebel of Soloveitchik and the Chiddush Shemitz is there later, on that Rambam, it says, this is a brisker, an obvious brisker idea, that's Tzvei Dinin. Right? There are two dinim to Tisha B'Av. No, what do you mean there are two dinim to Tisha B'Av? Well, that's what he says. Right? He says, by Mir Alom, it was there, the name of Emes to Tisha B'Av, Nemo Shnei Dinim. Chadot Din Tainis, Vashenis, No Hagim Bei Din Avelis. One is Tainis, kind of connecting like Yom Kippur, and the other one is Din Avelis, and he quotes the relevant sources and so on. And later he says, perhaps we'll get to some Nafka Mina sources shortly. So he develops this idea, the Briska Rav. Now, it's interesting, the Tashmeit, when we show him, has a tshuva, yeah, sorry.
So it seems that from the combination of the tshuva and of the Avelis,
yeah,
it's like, it's almost like a national public dimension, and then there's that private, because the Avelis is a private reaction.
That's an interesting way to look at it. That's an interesting way to look at it. I hear that.
I'm sorry, the Avelis is the national one.
Right, and then
the tshuva is the personal reaction.
Right. I hear that. That's an interesting way to look at it. The point is that both themes seem to emerge. Now it's interesting. The Tash Bates writes in the Tshuva Chelek Beis Leish Ayin Aleph. He says what seems to be a puzzling din, because I sort of glossed over. But you look in that Raman Hakol Tanya, he's talking about Tshuva. So he was talking about all the fast days. And let's recall that the pasuk does not distinguish that pasuk in Zechariah. Some are Vid, some are Chamid, lumps them all together. So the Tash Bates writes in Chelek Beis Leish Ayin Aleph, source 35. Mashalo, who's going to go on Chumos El B'Shar Tanyos? Why don't we have these two other Tanyos? Because these are things, he says, Inami b'shud b'tishavav is that ikanus achrisa the leka b'shar tomos. That doesn't apply in the other fast days because of tishavav humishum chiv avelus. He implies that only tishavav has these extra restrictions because tishavav is the only time we have avelus. Okay, and the other fast days don't have avelus. Well, I'm not sure what that means. The other fast days are also avelus of korban. So it's a very puzzling statement. Okay, unless he means we don't have what we characterize as Nihugi Avelis. And this is what we do. And the other fast days, well, they are Avelis Chorban, but they're not Nihugi Avelis. Okay, that's interesting.
Of Russell?
Yes, yes, it relates to that, sure. And that's what's
on the other fast days.
So this relates to, exactly, so this relates to the following. That's wrong. There is a Machlokas. Yes, but let's see. There actually is a Machlokas we've shown him. Regarding the status of the fast days, that may relate to this chakira of what the essence of Tisha B'Av is in terms of the other restrictions. Is it a din avelus or the Yom Kippur? I'm saying it's not conflicting, it could be both. But this restriction, take a look in the Sugya Megillah, Hamad Aleph going over to Hamad Beis 36. Okay, it talks about Rebbe Nathan at Tiba Torah, he planted something on Purim, different things, and he bathed publicly on Shiloh Shavatamas on the public bath. That's to show that a fast day, the other fast days are allowed to. Ubikes lakor Tisha B'Av. He wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av, a famous Gemara. Below Hodulo, they said no. And some say didn't really want to, Margo's eye, didn't want to uproot Tisha B'Av altogether. Just was a year like this, Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos. He said, okay, well, if fell on Shabbos, can't fast. And, let's say, well, I wouldn't have minded that, right? Go home, that's it, not done. Oh, well, fell on Shabbos was done. But, right, but below Hodulo. They didn't give it. They didn't accept that. Now, commenting on that, okay, what they didn't want to do that was just that year. Anyway, Tosis in 38 comments on that Gemara Megillah and Beis. You'll ask, "Will Bikin Shlach or Tisha B'Av?" So again, he discusses how can it be he's going to do Tisha B'Av. I mean, Gemara says that Tosis quotes Chalach of Shlosh Tisha B'Av ain't a rub in a chomer shalayim. I mean, I said it's a joke. I wouldn't mind, but you know, in a certain sense, at least once a year we can remember the chomer and Yerushalayim. I think we do away with that. What it means? Okay, now how could he have a chomer in the first place that later Bezin can't undo it earlier Bezin? It's a rub. One thing Tosis says. He wanted not to even undo it at all as a nidche. Undo it totally? No. He wanted just to relax the extra restriction. We just make it like Shavas and Vitamas. That's what Rebbe had in mind. Even with the nidche, but not to eliminate Tisha B'Av that year altogether, but not to treat it as severely as a regular Tisha B'Av. It's a nidche, so then it won't have the other restriction.
Okay, yeah, what? If it's 600 years of keeping this in this way,
so what Tosis seems to be saying is the following: that originally, Tisha B'Av also didn't have these extra restrictions. Okay, the Ikar Hadin, Tisha B'Av is just, after Huchma, so many tzaris, so Knesset Yisrael, whatever. The practice observed to intensify the availability of Israel. What Tosha is saying, because let's remember, again, the Pasuk doesn't distinguish. So what Tosha seems to be saying is that originally they were all on the same plane. It was just an Ezechiel Shir, right? The fasting, okay? Psalm, that's what it says in the Pesukim, Psalm Rabbi, and they were all the same. Then, because so many tragedies, and we know historically, after the days of the Gemara, more things happened at Tisha B'Av, you know, down to the 20th century, right, the World War I, etc. So they added, so that's what Rebbe, so go back to the original din. When it's a Nibcha, we'll go back to the original. Okay, that's how Tosa says it. The Ramban, in the Torah Sa'adam, what's called Inyan Avelis Yishon, the Ramban has a lot of dinim, it's something called a sefer called Torah Sa'adam, a lot of dinim of Avelis there, all the dinim of Avelis there, and he speaks about what's called Avelis Yishon, the ancient Avelis, that's, you know, the post of personal Avelis. So there, what's some of the versions, it's Kufalef, it's in the edition by Rabbi Shavel, it's page, right here, Reish Mem Kimmel. Anyway, so I'm not going to read inside, but he says Faker. He's in the middle.
And those are lines here.
Yeah.
Let's say, right at the beginning.
Yeah, Mistabe the Kula Avot, he says as follows. He says exact, diametrically opposite of Tosfos. How is it going to work out the Gemara with Rebbe? He's not my issue right now. He says exactly the opposite. Well, he agrees that all the fast days are the same, but he says the other way. All the fast days originally had all the restrictions, and then they were relaxed by the other three. From Amish Raker from Tosis. And it starts from an agreement that all the fast days are in the same box. Okay, Tosis says they're all in the same box, and they're just an Israel Chilstia, and further restrictions were added to Tisha B'Av. And Ramban says Raker, and Ramban says no. They started off all being all the restrictions, and that relates to the Gemara that Rizita referred to before, that because it was not Shmat anymore, so and Ratzu became totally in people's, what they Kresis or wanted to do, and so on, right? So just an interesting point, but I want to suggest maybe, this is what my son suggested, maybe this is a reflection of what the Iker, you know, of what the Iker nature of Tisha B'Av is. Is it an Avil issue, or is it more like a Yom Kippur kind of issue? Okay, how so? Because if it's an issue of Avilus, so as we said, then all the fast days have to do with Avilus and Chodom, right? So then they started out all, you know, they all had all the, if all the restrictions are Avilus restrictions fundamentally, so then it makes sense that you don't accept this, the Chakira, just if you want. So it makes sense to say that since all the Taniyos had to do with Avilus and Chodom, they all had it, then they were relaxed by the other. But if you hold that the essence of Tisha B'Av somehow Yom Kippur and Shulis, then you could say that was only imposed by Tisha B'Av. On the other hand, you could say Fakir. You could say that if it's a Din Avelus, so that's the Chakir not exact opposite. The Din Avelus, you can say, well, the most intense Avelus is Tisha B'Av. So Tisha B'Av, it's not that all the fast days had. Okay, so they all started off the same, but when the Avelus intensified, we added restrictions to Tisha B'Av. Whereas if Tshuva applies on all, you can, you know, it could be that it depends one way or the other on this Hakir. But in any event, what emerges for us, and we saw it in the Briska Rav, let's turn out at source 40 is important. The Minchas Chinuch also says the same thing like the Briska Rav, but they put it in Briska terminology. And it's a Shin Yud Gimel, it's since Yom Kippur and Otsu says, Nira Pashut, the Hadalad Inuyim B'Tisha B'Av, Chutz Masha Asum Itam Avelus, aside from the fact that they are manifestations of Avelus, aside from that, like we said in the Orantinus, okay, So the Menachas Chinuch says in his language, not in Brisker terminology, okay, but he says in the same thing. He says, yes, of course, that's a din of Avelus, but it's also a din in comparing to the Inuyim of Yom Kippur. The Eina Tamishum Ovo Rakhala Bechal Inuyim. Okay, it's not only Avelus, but it's also Inuyim. And he's going to bring a couple of riots to this. Because, you know, you can ask the question, it's very nice always to say Tzeidinim. There's no rule that everything has to be Tzeidinim, even according to Briskus. Not everything has to be But what are the Tashlachot? What are the ramifications? What's the practical Tzeidinim? Okay, but how does it manifest? So the Minchas Chinuch mentioned two things, which you can read it in the Minchas Chinuch itself, but I spelled out the background material for you. So you look in 41, interesting statement. The Gemara in Moed Katan, talking about an Ovel during Shiva, says on Daf Tes Lamed Beis, Ovel also Rechitza. An Ovel can't wash in days, we know that. Okay, and also Rechitza B'chal Sicha. Then it asks, what about a Menuda? Menuda means someone was put into Chelem. Again, not a topic right now. Okay, but the Gemara says, Tashma, this is important to us. Kesha amru asu berchitza, lo amru ela kol gufo, avapana v'yad v'ragav mutter. The Gemara says that when although we say can't wash and bathe, it means you can't wash and bathe his entire body. But part of the other aragim, just to what we don't with the feet, it, but the Gemara says one thing, we'll see. A part of the aragim is mutter, just to wash his hands and face. That says the Gemara is mutter. Okay? Says that's the Gemara Mark Test 1B. Says the Gemara Tainus in Gimel and Bees, 43, the Hilchasa, here's the halacha. Gemara there distinguishes talking about hot water or cold water. So the Gemara says an ovo cannot wash his entire body, neither in hot water nor in cold water. Kol shiva, the whole week of shiva. Aval, part of yod v'raglo, the chamin osir to wash nice warm water. That's osir, but pitzonin is mutter.
Huh? We had yesterday's
hot weather. Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara makes a distinction in when cotton as well in the days, Tainus and Gilman Aleph, then Gilman Bays are the also. What the din is by an oval, and the Rambam, if you look in 44, Hilchot's oval, Parakei Alachadal, Paskin. The Chain, Osir, Beran Oval during Shivana. Osir, Berechitas, Mixas, Gufo, Bechamit. You can't even wash part of your body in hot water. Aval, but so name, but in cold water, Rochets, Panagat of Raghav, and Lokal Gufi. You can wash hands and face, just not your whole body. And that is how we pass from Shulchan Aruch as well. Tin Shimpe Aleph, Sif Aleph, Rechita Ketzad, Osir Lirchos Kol Gufo, Afil Betonin. Al Panagat of Raghav, Rechaman Osir Tron Mutter, but he mentioned that Mazidah said, Mechadim Luchach, the Tip and Tor, Roch the Chor, the Dark, and the guy falls into the mud, or whatever, you know, and it's filthy, that's a different story. Yeah. That's the Shulchan Aruch. So therefore, we see that rechitza on for an oval allows you still to wash your hands and face in cold water. What about Yom Kippur? So you look in 46. Yuma ayin zayin with days. Tonar abanan asur lirchot mikzas gufo kikol gufo. The Gemara says by an oval by Yom Kippur you can't even wash part of your body, like you can't wash the whole body, unless again you are filthy and so on. And the Rambam, Hilchos Trisus, also per Gimelach Aleph 47, also Lirchos B'Makipurim, Bein B'Chamin, Bein B'Tzonin. You can't wash in Kippur neither in hot nor cold water. Bein Kol Gufo, Bein Eber Echad. Not even one limb. I feel Etzba Ketama, Asur L'Hoshita B'Mayim. Can't stick your pinky into the water on Yom Kippur. So you see, Yom Kippur with Chitza is different than for an Oval. Because an oval is permitted to wash his hands and face in cold water. But Yom Kippur, you can't do it. And that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, too. Or a tough waste, you gimel. Sif Aleph, Lichos Yom Kippur. Also, Lichos Yom Kippur, Bein Mecham, Bein Mitzonin. Vafil, Ahoshit, Etzbo, Vamayim, also. Again, unless you are filthy. Now, so what about Tisha B'Av? And this is what the Mechus kind of points out. So hold on. He says, what about Tisha B'Av? So here's a practical distinction. If our restrictions of Tisha B'Av are rooted in the Avelis, then it should be permissible on Tisha B'Av to wash your hands and face with cold water. Not more strict than Avodah Zarah Shiva. On the other hand, if it's rooted in Yom Kippur, so then he said, so let's take a look. So 49, the Gemara Pesachim, Nun Daled Beis says, Amar Belazer, Asur Lo La'Adam Sheyoshin Etzba'al B'Mayim B'Tisha B'Av, Kederech She'Asur La'Hoshin Etzba'al B'Yom Kippurim. Tisha B'Av is stringent like Yom Kippur in this regard, and that's how he passed in Shulchan Aruch. Orchaim sim tough kuf nun dal bitzayim, rechitza sur betishlo, bain mecham and bain betonin, afil ozit for mamai mazer. So says the Minchas Chinuch back in 40, so there's a practical din. We see it's not only a din on Afelis, but it's also a din in Yom Kippur, in Tshuva as we suggested. So it has the restrictions of Yom Kippur. So that's a practical difference. Now, another interesting point, okay? Now, I do want to say full disclosure, the Ritva, and that's Sugin Tanis in Gilmore Bays, says that maybe it's not because, implies that maybe it's not because Tisha B'Av is like Yom Kippur. Maybe Tisha B'Av is like an oval. Why do we have this stringency? So he says, because an oval is a private thing, like you said, this is Kol Yisrael, this is a broader thing. Or one might add, it's one day. Okay, so they didn't make the There's 7 days not to even wash your hands and face. It's very difficult. And one day you can live. So that could be. But nevertheless, the Minchas Chinuch says what he says. That's his first nafkamina, washing. The second nafkamina is relative to this year. So that's what I wanted to, move to finish up with. The Or Zeruah, 52. Chelek Beis, Zuchus Avelos, Simen Tov, Lam, and Zayin. The mirror be'ena ani Yitzchak hamechaber Moshe. Those were written by Yitzchak and Moshe of Vienna. The Tisha B'av shechol yos b'Shabbat. This year, Tisha Shabbat. The dachinu al achar Shabbat, and it's pushed off to Sunday. What is the status on Shabbos? Do any restrictions at all of Tisha B'av apply this Shabbos? Or do we say no? Tisha B'av in effect has been transferred to Saturday night, Sunday. Shabbos is a regular full Shabbos. Says the Arzurua, Osa, the Osa Shabbos Asura B'Tashmish Amita.
One thing.
Okay, you mentioned Tashmish Amita because it's a private thing. What's this parallel? Midi Dahara Kovar Miso Berega, but Kovar Miso Berega, Anudokin Adel Alacharego. He says, I don't know why others do. See, I don't know why he does. But he says the same thing. He says, there is a din. Let's say somebody dies, God forbid, on Yom Tov. Or on Chalamoid. You bury him in Chalamoid. But the Shivas, we know, doesn't start until after Yom Tov. So none of the Avelis, he doesn't sit on the floor. But, says the Shulchan Aruch, Chilkos Avelis, Yom Tov, 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 Yom No egdin on his cause my shaykh fine. Well achashanit bar no egdvarm shibitkino. There's no public manifestation of Aelus during Chalamoid and Yontif. But private things behind closed doors, Aelus, okay? And not right now, okay, good point. But Achareno Maskamil Shiva. So and that's a passage somewhere, by the way, in the Nor Khan too, no Khalamoi, tough cook from Khalasimala, Hakovers Mesa Musoka Rego, oh Khalamoil's Rego. The Aelus doesn't take over at all. But later on in Sivdal, so when Zeh Shaman and Shekhov and Tzor Lochal Olam Avelos, Tani Mila Dvarm Shabbatai, that's here. Ava Dvarm Shabbatai Noheg. Okay, but the Dvarm Shabbatai apply. And the Mishabura says in that's him in Tavko of Melchez, when he says in Sivkot Nal, the Soch HaLego means, well, Yom Tov HaChalam, it doesn't matter. Okay, why isn't it Chal? Because the Simchas HaRego overrides the private Avelos, in Kahn Beit. Sivkot and Tezai, what is meant by Dvarm Shabbatai? Hainu rechitza bechamin. What's wrong with Shabbos anyway? Hainu rechitza bechamin, bathing in warm water, v'tashmish.
And
he says, what? No, we didn't make a distinction. Okay. As far as Talmud Torah is concerned, here, but take a look. The Mishabur and the Tavkuf Memchet of Archaim. If Tazayin says Talmud Torah, now because of Avelos, v'aser v'yeshmat tirim v'talmud Torah. Isn't it Talmud Torah machok? Okay, just because he answered your question. Now,
what about
but you don't even need to come on. I think you would be allowed.
It's called the
impressive. It'll be noticeable. Now, what about? I don't know what. Can we have Shabbat? Yeah, it does. That's what I'm coming to now. I don't know why the Zerua went to this somewhat rarer case of a guy on Yom Tov. I'll bring a different point. Shabbat is during Shiva. Shabbat is during the week of Shiva. Shachar Paskin is in the tough of your day Sivalov. Shabbos ain't no mastic Avelos. Shabbos does not break Avelos. But all it means counts as one of the 7 days. You resume it after Shabbos. Why does it count as one of the days? Because that could have been a case. Okay, no Avelos on Shabbos. But pick up after Shabbos when you left off Friday afternoon. You got to complete the full 7 days. That's not, obviously, every Shiva is going to have a Shabbos. 7 days includes a Shabbos, huh? So in fact, well, why not? Because you could say that 7 days of Avelos and Shabbos, you know, is a neutral. But that's not the game. Why? Says the Shulchan Aruch, it's in the tough Sivalot, Shrek Tastina Avelos Togimbo, because there is some manifestation of Avelos on Shabbos. The Hainu Dvarm Shem Mitzina, Shem Tashra Shamitur Chitza. So now, the question is, what about the Machok? Yeah, it doesn't mention it. It's a Machok. Anyway. No, you have to break.
They were saying that you have some part of Shiva of mourning on Yom Tov.
Yeah, but I hear.
It's not fully deferred.
Right, that's true. Okay, now, one second. So the Shulchan Aruch includes it. So basically, the Maharil, in his collection of Hugging, and Zilchus Shavasu Thomas and Tishua and Oz Tess, Kishachal Tishua B'Shabbos V'Nivcha, also Shabbos, Noeg Isur B'Dorim Shabbat Tzenesh Shutash Mishamita. On this Shabbos, there's restriction against Tashmish Amita. The Chayin of Mordechai B'Shem Aram. Okay? And he says, Hinig Mari Segal, that's the Mario, as Shamish Ha'ir, Lahagid Mi Bias for Bias, Linogi Servant, Dorah Shabbatina, call also Shabbos, the Shosh Ha'kar, Lachas Mitzak Nesses, when the guy, what do you call him, the guy who's banging. You should remind people that
doesn't mean to
the show. Yeah, well, he says when they wake up, they go to the show, whatever it is, today you put it on the announcement sheet. Is there some kind of way to remind people that Zohar Shabbatin is like? That's what the Ma'aril says, like yours, who are comparing it to Shabbos. Like a Joe should have come full circle. We spoke about it earlier in 58, on page 110. Kishachal Tishwar Shabbos, Machriz HaShamash, Zohar Shabbatin Anoi. The rabbi, somebody should know, Zohar Shabbatin is Noi. So from that point of view, there is a vestige of Tisha B'Av on Shabbos this year, okay? Namely, this Avelus manifestation of Dvarim Shabbatim. Again, Mechitza B'Chamin is not an issue on Shabbos anyway, okay? And there's a, but anyway, but at least Sasha Shamita, Dvarim Shabbatim. Hold on. Now, against this, we have what seems to be a Furshat Tosefta. Tainus Per Gimel Achid Beis, 59. Tishvash Chos B'Shabbos. Ochel Adam Kol Tzorko. You can eat whatever you want. The show said Kol Tzorko, drink whatever you want. Umal Al Sukhon Afilkis to the Soma B'Shaita. You can have a royal banquet like Shlomo Melech had. The Ein Monea Me'atzmo Klum. You don't have to hold back from anything on this Shabbos. Says the Ramban, the Torah to Adam, to the floor, same as before, this page Reish Men Hei. Ramban writes, he quotes the Tosefta, and he says, what does it mean, Ein Monea Me'atzmo Klum? Perosh, She'ein Monea Me'atzmo Chitz V'Sicha V'Tashmish, the low Amrina and Dram Shabbos in the Noeg. We don't. That's what the Tosefta means. So says the Ramban. So says the Rashba in 61 in the Tshuva, Chelek Aleph in the Tov Kuf Chav. Someone asked him, Rashi Sha'alta, B'tishma Shcholos V'Shabbos Ma'al B'tash V'Shamita. Is it like an Ovel that is Dvarim Shabbatin and Noeg or not? So near Elisha Ein Noeg or Shum Avelos. There is no Avelos of Shabbos whatsoever. Okay, one second. Okay, hold on. So good. But he says, but that's what he says. He says, what am I going to tell you? It's a Tosefta that says Ein Olam Afakum. And the Ron on the Riff says the same thing. And Tainus Tesla Bay is going over Yuram and Alex says the same thing. Shlomo Melech Meshaito, Eino Menamat Rakum, Perish, Eino Menamat Rakhita Zimatash, Amito Lo, Amu Dvar Shimitina Noi. There's no Dvar Shimitina. And it's not just the Sarvi Poskin, the Ramban, the Rashbon, the Ron. The Rokeach, the Balatosus, also writes like that in the Simon Shin Yud in 63. Tainus Tesla Shor is a Shabbat. Ocha, the Shabbat, everything you want, okay? Udvarim Shimitina Tashmish, Mutter, the Shabbat, Shabbat, Tishrav. The Lo Domi, it's not like the Gemara the Shabbos. And the Shabbat Aleket and Reish Son of Love tells you the distinction. You know why it should be different from an Avel? She says, because with the Avel, let's remember, he was already in Avelus. He was already knowing. Now he's stopping. You know, the guy was now, you know, he was coming into Shabbos. He's been in Avel already for a couple of days, whatever the Vaya was. Well, at least a couple of hours, something. And he's already, you know, so now you're going to, now he's going to free me, and I have a free day.
It's not like
it's not right. I don't know. But that's as well. Like it says, but it's not. He quotes the other way. He quotes Chaim Matos Hashem Yitzchak from Rosh Hashanah. That's the Zeruah Yitzchak from Moshe from Vienna. That's also the Tashmish Amita, but he doesn't think it's correct. Okay, and he says that the Rosh Hashanah are not knowing. Okay. It's interesting, in the writings of Maram Rutenberg, 55, Hilchos Smachos, Smachos is a euphemism, Loz Avelos, Tzimakuf Nun Gimel, he says, Kosav Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Mivina, my Rebbe, Yozarua, right, the Tisha B'Av, Shechoz V'Shabbos, and so on, it's Osir, Dvarim Shabbatin, and Tashmish Mivina, and he writes, look at the third line, there at the bottom of page in 65, Al-Kan, Ad-Kan, Loshon Mori, Hadavar Yotzim, Mori, HaKadosh, V'Chol Adas, Shol Yasu, Oso. You know, this is my Rebbe said, and all Jewish people should follow him. Kedayu beis elokeinu la'abed olav onachas l'shana. Beis HaMikdash, you can forego one evening of your life, you know, for the sake of the Beis HaMikdash. However, he goes on to say, I'm not sure really I agree, but, you know, in terms of halakhic analysis, that he explains, you can make chilukim, and the difference between a personal avelus and, you know, national avelus, he makes all kinds of chilukim. Although at the end he says, the last page, mil nochon lahachmer, Kedivrei Mori, but still it's proper to follow my Rebbe. Shafilu Meikav Ani Machmer Elasos Kedvav. If he's leaning to Nam Machmer, I say follow him. So certainly the other way around. That's how he writes. However, again, he speaks with great deference. I mean, he speaks at his Rebbe. It's just Kedai to read this or that. The Rosh in Tainus Perek Dalet from the Mamad Beis quotes Rabbeinu Meir, the Talmud Rebbe, quotes the whole words of the Rebbe. I didn't print all things just to save space. But he says, nonetheless, Umiu Lashna Tosefta, Masha She'en Din Nebechein Amadabar. The widespread practice, says the Rosh, at least that he knew about, is you can do anything you want, and you know, we don't follow that Chumah. By the time of the Korban Nisanal, after the Rosh, printed on the page, on the bottom of the page in the Rosh, Korban Nisanal, there in time it's worked out, Os Mem, he says, the Chayin Amad Devar is around here, the customs change. from the days of the Rosh. The Rosh said, the custom is we follow the lenient view. We have no avails on Shabbos. The Kohen Lefanos said, no, now we do, and we're machmer for Dvarim Shabbat Sinim.
It's interesting that there's nobody saying that we're machmer for Kohen Shabbat.
Interesting, yeah, it's true. Okay, but what I want to suggest very simply is the following, and it's not me, the Minchas Chinuch really says this. Again, it goes back to what's the essence. If the essence of the Tisha B'Av restrictions are avails, okay, so it should follow the rules of avails, and there are avails aspects on Shabbos. However, if the motivation is the idea of tshuva and Yom Kippur and so on, so that's on the day when you're fasting. I'm not doing Shabbos. We're not observing Tisha B'Av this Shabbos. We're not observing anything about Tisha B'Av. It's not a good enough failus. Right, exactly. It's just a whole. So that's the Rambam in the Tanis Parakel of Chachet, Paskins again, Eino Mechazel Asaklum, nothing on Shabbos. I'll go, Smaiman is quotes the. You know, it's irony quotes the other way, and he says that there are people, and it's a machlokas had a pascha shohara, and a machlokas mechaber amo. Okay, practically speaking, for tomorrow night, right? So in the tough kufman dal tzivu test mechaber pascha, it's 70 imchal tishra shabbos mutter bechulam afilu b'tashin amita. Everything is mutter, even tashin amita. Says the mechaber, hagon amo writes v'yeshosim tashin amita, but some prohibited v'chein ogin that's the meaning around here. Okay, and the mishabur writes we've got them machris hashamosh. Dvarim Shabbatin and Noeg, and they make an aspirin in the shower at sea, and he really writes. And nowadays, especially with a lot of Litzonim around, we don't make those announcements. He said, first of all, if they don't make the announcement, Ein Lahakbid, and he writes, with properties, my name is the Shriki Litzonim. People make fun of the whole thing. I do want to say one last thing that the Rosh says down in the Shriki Litzonim. But you see, that goes back down to kind of a practical distinction between whether the emphasis is on the Avelis aspect or the Tshuva aspect. The Rav, who spoke about this a few times, pointed to the Tshuva from Avai Gaon, which is the Otsar Gaon and Matinus in the Oskuf Yud Gimel, on page 48. He says, someone asked from Avai Gaon, apparently, you know, we have a din on the last day of Shiva called Mitzvah Hayom Kekulo. We always notice, Tshuva, oh, so the Avelis ends, you know, they always make an announcement. He gets up Tuesday morning after Shachar. That's the seventh day. Why don't we have the Shachas? Why can't he should observe the whole day of Avelos? It's called Mitzvah Sayom Kekulo. You do it to Chiddush, but Mitzvah Sayom Kekulo, part of the day counts like the whole day. So you sit Shiva, whatever, half hour, 20 minutes, whatever, the Shachas, whatever it is. Some Nihug Avelos he does, and then he's done. So listen to this. Kasher Nisho Rabbeinu Hai, Al Minag Anshim Mitzrayim Shim Hochem B'min Aleim B'Sofer HaMetishimot. Some want to argue that maybe on Tisha B'Av also. Now, we do relax certain restrictions on Tisha B'Av. After Chatzos, you can sit on a chair again, you have to sit on the floor. Some people, apparently, Anshei Mitzrayim, wanted to extend this to the other, you know, not eating and drinking, but the other thing, like wearing leather food. They put on their leather shoes already in the afternoon. And Rav Haigon says, no. He says, shiny Tisha B'Av should be dealing with Abel Yom, we should really, he said, you can't do that on Tisha B'Av because there's even more. The lux is going to have to more than one day. And I get a lesson in less than one day, but he also mentions the idea that it's also a tiny tibur. The Rav wanted to say the same thing. If it would be just avelus, maybe you can entertain that, you know, certain avelus things can be lifted already as the day progresses. You could at least have an outfit. But if it's a din in the eerie of the day, characterized the day of tshuva, so then it's harder to say that. And that's another nafkamina, the mention of the Rav mentioned that din. They printed the Shul HaRav on Tisha B'Av, and it's in a little bit the Lord's Righteous that the Shachta put out. But at this point, he does mention the Shachta, and I think I heard the Rav say this, I believe. He said, you also see this, I don't want to say dichotomy because it's not a contradiction. You know, if you think about it, the laning, what's the laning on Tisha B'Av morning? Laning on Tisha B'Av morning is Tshuva. But Sarah Lechol Matulcha Lerner Mishchavt on Hashem HaKecha. Right? But we cast them, we show them, Hashem HaKecha. Right. But that's the theme. On the other hand, what's in the Haftarah? Avelos. Kinder Kirul on the Kononos call the Whalers. They're a misattack. Right. But do you see that? The Rav says the Haftarah is right there in your face. I don't remember the Rav. You know, you look everything carefully, everything jumps out at you. So he says, you see the two themes built into that. Anyway, so those I just want to say, two themes of Tisha B'Av, Avelos and Tshuva, which are reflected through the Hanahogas that we have during the day. Okay. I wish everybody should have a meaningful Tisha B'Av. Good Shabbos first and a meaningful Tisha B'Av.
Through the base of measure.